Hello, this is a gentleman, Aaron Jackson, A-A-R-O-N-J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Date of service is 9/28/2022. Date of accident, 4/10/2022. Date of birth is 2/20/1990. The patient has not been seen for last 3 months, almost, due to the suffering from monkeypox that affected him. He was in hospital and he was in-house exclusion. He has improved from monkeypox and he has no symptoms. And he reports that the sunlight bothers his eyes and it increases his headaches. And also he loses his balance and he stumbles and has fallen because of that. He has gone to a neuropsych evaluation and the report has not been made available to us. Currently, the patient reports his headaches are occupying front and the back of the head at a 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, associated with vision disturbance and dizziness and vertigo and increasing confusion, disorientation, memory loss, and also in the pain in the lower back, which is 8 to 9. Both the neck pain and lower back pain are not shooting down to his arms or legs, and the finger and the toes are not involved. No radiation of pain is reported. He points out towards the right sacroiliac joint as a very painful area. The patient has reported that his pain varies from 8 to 9 and the ADLs are affected 5 mostly, except mood is 10 and sleep is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. He does report 80% improvement in the overall pain since the time of accident of 4/10/2022. Allegedly, he was involved in a car crash where he was hit into a frontal driver's side collision as a front passenger. Regarding system review, his headaches has not resolved. They remain severe. On a scale of 1 to 10, he report that they are 9. And associated with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, and difficulty sleeping. The confusion and disorientation is also present. Although he is not completely disoriented to time, space, and person, and anxiety, depression, and panic is present, nightmare also present, and loss of memory is present. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that there is a lower back stiffness and limited range of motions, and lower back pain, but no major difficulty in walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble in the solid. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In the respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. As 30 days, patient report that there has been more pain because he has not come to see us for the last 3 months. He did not do any physical therapy or chiropractic treatment, and he has been homebound in isolation due to monkeypox. The relevant medical history in last 3 months is monkeypox. There is no surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss in last 30 days, except he was admitted briefly for monkeypox treatment. No other trauma. Current pain medication is none. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, full compliance. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 120. Over 79, pulse is 60, pulse ox is 98. And the rest of the exam is the same as previous visit of June 3, 2022. Dictation number is 0607-049. Plan is as follows. I will review the patient and we will identify his traumatic brain injury by ordering a brain injury diagnostics for scheduling his 7th, 8th nerve analysis. He will also be scheduled for a brain MRI with neuroquant study to quantify his brain contusion or concussion. He is also provided with a back brace with cold 1-pack. And The patient is provided with Celebrex 200 milligram daily, twice a day, for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 7.5 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxations. Gabapentin, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for helping in the headaches as well as generalized pain. Wellbutrin 150 milligram daily is provided to bring his mood in order and help him in nightmares and severe anxiety, built-in anxiety. Tramadol ER 100 milligram is provided for relief with the pain at night, and lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. The patient is also ordered an MRI of the lumbar spine to identify the pathology for the lower back and to fine-tune his pain care. The patient is also provided with Ambien 5 milligram at night because he is not sleepy. And he is provided with Imitrex 50 milligram tablet for headaches only when they are extremely severe and not related with fear effects. He is also provided with 50 tablets of fear effects. And Antivert 25 milligram every 6 hour PR and 75 tablets. The physical therapy continues 3 times per week, especially for the lower back and right sacroiliitis. With traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie program. And he remains disabled for work, housework. Transportation has been added. End of dictation, he'll be seen in 30 days.